So if you're in IT, you know the feeling. Managing dozens, or sometimes hundreds, of endpoints, it feels less like management and more like just fighting a losing battle against chaos.
Oh, absolutely. Herding cats.
Exactly. You're constantly struggling with the basics, right?
Yeah.
Keeping everything patched, making sure you're compliant, just seeing what's even out there. From the desktop in the office to, you know, the laptop the CFO took on vacation.
It's a huge strain. A massive administrative drain.
It is. So today, we are diving deep into a solution for that complexity. Manage Engine Endpoint Central, we'll just call it MEC. Our sources suggest that, you know, while a lot of IT teams use it for routine stuff, most are only scratching the surface.
That's very true.
So our mission today is to uncover those hidden features, the things that can really boost your security, improve performance, and honestly help you get your weekends back.
That really is the goal, isn't it? Because the foundation of MEC is that it's a unified console. It's about centralizing control.
One place for everything.
One place. Servers, desktops, laptops, mobile devices.
Yeah.
All from one interface. And what's so critical, especially for, say, a mid-sized business with a small IT team, is that you're getting enterprise-grade power without that enterprise-level complexity or, you know, the cost.
Right.
And that unified approach, that's the real game changer. It just eliminates the gaps you get when you have a patchwork of separate tools. Your patching tool doesn't talk to your mobile manager. You have blind spots. MEC puts it all under one roof.
That's a huge pain point right there. Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's start with, I think, the biggest threat out there. Zero-day patching.
The race against time.
It really is. A flaw gets discovered, the clock starts ticking, and it is a frantic race between the attackers and your team trying to deploy a fix without, you know, breaking everything else.
And winning that race is where a tool like MEEZ has to excel. Its automated patch deployment is. It's monitoring vendor security bulletins continuously. It's often flagging critical updates the moment they're released.
And it's not just Windows updates, which I think most people have a handle on these days.
No, not at all. The real depth here is the coverage.
Mm.
The platform has this huge database. I think it covers over 850 applications and operating systems.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're talking about all those high-risk third-party apps that attackers just love. Things like Adobe Reader, Java, browser extensions, all those little utilities that create massive security gaps if you don't patch them.
And dealing with those third-party patches is usually a whole separate manual headache for a lot of teams. But, okay, even with automation, there's always that risk, right? That a patch, even a good one, will break some critical business app. How do you mitigate that?
That's where the safety nets come in,
mm-hmm.
and they're really strategic. First, you've got a dedicated testing environment feature.
A pilot group.
Pilot group, exactly. You can automatically deploy new patches to a small, non-critical group first.
Yeah.
You wait, see if anything breaks, and only then does it roll out to everyone.
Okay, that's smart.
And crucially, if something does go wrong, MEEC has automatic rollback policies. If a machine crashes or some key app fails after a patch, it just reverts that endpoint back to its previous state instantly.
So you have a parachute.
You have a parachute.
Huh.
And that fundamentally changes the risk calculation for IT. They can deploy fixes faster, even during the day, because they know they can undo it.
That really does shift patching from a tactical chore to a proactive security strategy. Now let's talk about the foundation of all of this. Visibility. You know, you can't secure what you can't see.
Exactly. Asset visibility is non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And MEEC scans your network continuously, not just at login, but all the time.
So it's always up to date.
Always. And it catches everything. The standard PCs, of course, but also mobile devices, unmanaged switches, and importantly, those IoT devices. Smart printers, sensors, the things that just fly under the radar, but are a wide open back door for an attacker.
And it's not just counting devices, is it? It's the granularity of the data that's so powerful.
Oh, absolutely. We're looking at a complete hardware profile.
Mm.
Processor, memory, disk space, even warranty status.
And on the software side?
It's forensic. A complete inventory of every app, what version it is, when it was installed, even how often it's used.
Okay, that last part is interesting.
It's huge for optimization.
Mm.
Think about the software metering feature. It tracks which licensed tools your team actually uses.
Aha, so you can see the shelfware, the expensive licenses that are just sitting there.
Exactly. You can see what's just consuming licenses without adding any value. So IT can use that intelligence to harvest those licenses or just negotiate better at renewal time. That translates directly into real budget savings.
And that moves us perfectly into the next phase, taking action. This is where it gets really interesting, I think, moving from just watching to proactively managing with the automation engine.
This is all about letting administrators get out of the weeds. Stop doing repetitive manual tasks and focus on the bigger picture.
So what does that look like?
Well, you have robust automated workflows. You can package and deploy custom scripts, PowerShell, batch files, whatever, across any group of endpoints on a set schedule.
So complex multi-step tasks can be automated away.
Precisely. Machine prep, cleaning up temp files, running diagnostics, all automated. And beyond that, you have configuration profiles. That's all about standardization.
Setting a baseline for everyone.
Exactly. You can enforce consistent security policies, things like password complexity, local firewall rules, disabling services you don't want running, or pushing out standard VPN settings. It ensures that security baseline across your entire estate.
And what about minimizing user disruption? You can't just be pushing updates in the middle of the day.
Well, you have immense scheduling flexibility. You can define maintenance windows, say 2 a.m. on a Sunday, to make sure nothing is disrupted. But even more powerful is the Wake on LAN integration.
Oh, that's a lifesaver.
It really is. Oh. A critical update needs to run, but the machine is off. MEEs can securely wake it up, apply the patch, and shut it back down. No user intervention needed.
In this age of hybrid work, we have to talk about remote support. The user isn't down the hall anymore.
Right. And MEEC provides a secure, encrypted remote desktop feature. But I want to stress, this is enterprise-grade stuff, not some consumer tool. It's got MFA for the technician, full audit logs. It's built for security.
And what about the features inside the session?
They're all about efficiency. You've got chat integration to talk to the user. You have file transfer to drop on a diagnostic tool. For sensitive environments, you can even have full session recording for accountability and training.
That's comprehensive.
But for me, the most valuable part for deep troubleshooting is the remote command prompt and PowerShell access.
Why that specifically?
Because it lets the admin run commands, check logs, and fix things in the background without taking over the user's screen. The user can keep working totally uninterrupted.
That's a huge deal. And what about for servers or kiosks, unmanned systems?
That's where the unattended access option is essential. It lets an admin log in and perform maintenance on servers, point-of-sale terminals, digital signs, anything where a user isn't present.
Okay, let's shift gears. We have to talk about two massive vectors for data loss and malware, USB drives and mobile devices.
They are ground zero for incidents. So for USB device management, the policies give you really granular control. You can, of course, just block all USB storage devices completely. Most secure option.
But sometimes people need them.
Right. So in that case, you can permit only authorized devices through whitelisting. Only the specific hardware IDs you approve will work. Or, and this is really useful, you can enable read-only access.
So they can copy files to their machine, but not off of it.
Exactly. It stops data exfiltration, but still lets them get that big presentation file they need.
And control is nothing without accountability. What about the logging?
All there. Detailed logging captures every single connection attempt. The device, the user, the timestamp. Plus, the file transfer tracking shows you exactly what files were copied. You have a clear, defensible audit trail.
That audit trail leads us right to mobile device management, or MDM. You're basically extending that same protection to phones and tablets.
And you have to. Those are often the most exposed devices. The MDM within MEEC handles both corporate-owned devices and, crucially, the whole BYOD bring-your-own-device model.
So protecting data on someone's personal phone, what are the key tools there?
Well, you have the baseline security policies, enforcing disk encryption, requiring a strong screen lock, remote wipe capabilities. But the feature that really solves the BYOD challenge is containerization.
Separating work from personal.
It creates a secure, encrypted digital wall. Corporate data, apps, and email are completely separate from the employee's personal stuff. That protects the company's assets, but also maintains employee privacy, a huge win. And for some organizations, the visibility features are key. Location tracking to help find a lost device, and even geofencing.
Geofencing?
Yeah, you can trigger security actions based on location. So, for example, if a device leaves the corporate headquarters, you can automatically restrict access to certain apps.
Okay, now let's get into the stuff that many admins might actually miss. The features beyond basic patching. Yeah. The truly hidden gems.
Right. So first, the advanced security features. There's a vulnerability assessment scanner, and this is critical. It goes way beyond just looking for missing patches.
How so?
It identifies configuration flaws, weak security settings, improper service permissions, all the things that might not have an official patch but are still a huge risk.
And I imagine this goes right down to the browser level.
It does. Browser security management lets you enforce secure configs on Chrome, Firefox, Edge. You can block malicious extensions, for example. It's about shrinking that web-based attack surface.
That makes sense.
Another huge one is automated BitLocker management. Full disk encryption is mandatory for a lot of compliance standards, but managing all those recovery keys is a nightmare.
I've heard stories.
MEEs automates the whole thing. It deploys the encryption, and more importantly, it securely escrows and manages the recovery keys in one central place. It makes recovery simple and auditable.
And what about protecting against shadow IT?
That's the prohibited software feature. It automatically finds and removes apps that violate your policies. That could be pirated software, consumer file sharing tools, or even just games that are draining productivity.
But security shouldn't kill performance. That's always the trade-off. What about optimization?
The goal is to maximize both. So there are a few tools. The Disk Space Analyzer finds those huge files that are eating up storage and slowing things down.
Simple but effective.
Very. And startup program management is probably the easiest win. You can disable unnecessary startup items across all machines. That drastically improves boot times and system responsiveness. It cuts down on help desk calls immediately. And then there's system health monitoring. It tracks CPU, memory, disk performance. So the IT team can spot bottlenecks before the users even start to complain.
So when you tie all of this together, all these features, what does it really mean for the business? It seems to come down to compliance and integration.
It does. The compliance reporting is a massive time saver. Because MEC gathers all this data, it has pre-built reports for standards like AIPA, PCI-DSS, SOC2, GDPR. It just makes audits so much easier.
And for leadership.
The executive dashboard gives them that high-level view. It shows the security posture in clear metrics, which helps communicate the ROI on all this.
And no tool works in a vacuum. What about integration?
Crucial. It integrates with SIEM platforms, think Splunk or Coradar. MEE sends all its security event logs to the SIEM, so your security team gets that single pane of glass to spot large-scale attack patterns.
Makes sense.
And of course, Active Directory Sync is there, so you're not managing users in two places. And Service Desk integration is a big one. It can connect to something like ServiceNow, so a support ticket could automatically trigger a remediation workflow in MEEs. It closes that loop between detection and resolution.
So, to bring this home for everyone listening, with all this power, what's the best advice versus the common mistakes you see admins make?
A top best practice is to segment your environment. Don't use a one-size-fits-all policy. Your R&D machines need different rules than your finance terminals.
So be granular.
Be granular. Tailor the policies. It reduces friction for users while keeping your critical assets locked down.
And the biggest mistake?
Incomplete deployment, leaving even a few endpoints unmanaged or just ignoring mobile devices. That creates enormous unacceptable gaps. An attacker only needs one way in. Also, just relying on the default settings. Yep. You have to invest the time to really tune the platform for your environment to unlock its value.
So when you sum it all up, the value is pretty clear. You get fewer security incidents, which means cost savings. You get improved compliance, which reduces risk. And you get simpler IT operations that free up your team to work on more strategic things than just fighting fires.
And you have to acknowledge the current threat landscape. The attack surface is always expanding with remote work, that traditional perimeter security. It's just not enough anymore. When your employees are working from anywhere, every single endpoint becomes part of your perimeter.
And that leads us to our final thought. Despite all the talk about sophisticated zero-day threats, the research is consistent. The vast majority of successful breaches exploit known vulnerabilities for which patches already exist.
It always comes back to the basics.
It does. Comprehensive endpoint management and patching. It's not just a best practice anymore. In the modern world, it's a business imperative for survival. The tools exist. The question is whether you're using them to their full potential. And that's it for this deep dive. We hope this knowledge helps you not just manage, but truly transform your security posture and, you know, finally achieve that elusive goal of operational efficiency.